Hello again, 欢迎来到 Happy Hour, 英文小酒馆。关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，加入我们的酒馆社群，邂逅更精彩、更广阔的世界。Hi again, and welcome back to Across the Pond. 欢迎你又回到英美大不同。In the previous episode, we've got James and Alan talking about different work situations and how they would respond. And today, we continue with that discussion.
Moving on from colleagues to bosses. Imagine your boss comes to your desk and says, Can I have a quick chat? What jumps to your mind first? What's your first impression? What do you think he wants to talk about? Let's have James first.
He probably wants me to do something.
So why wouldn't he just say, Well, James, can you finish this report? If he says, Oh, can I have a quick chat?
Well...They might just say, can I finish the report? But usually when they're doing this, come to my desk and say, can I have a quick chat? Means they're going to want me to do something above and beyond.
Okay.
Something outside of my normal job description. So they may need to discuss something. Most likely an American's like, yeah, sure. What do you need? Or what's up?
So you wouldn't really assume it's like bad news or good news?
No. If it was bad news, the situation would be, James, can you come to my office, please?
And that's when you know you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Sugar. What about online? I sense that British people would have a different sort of reaction to this.
Can I have a quick chat is generally always negative in the UK. Lots of people, lots of bosses, managers, they don't actually have their own offices.
Okay.
So lots of the workplace is open plan.
Mm.
For example, if there was a problem,Probably the manager would come and say, can I have a quick chat and lead you away somewhere quietly.
And then you're thinking, I'm getting fired today.
maybe not getting fired, but whatever happens at the end of that conversation, it's not going to be something that you're going to like.
Ah, I see. But what kind of signals would British people think is like positive signals? What are the things that bosses might say to you if they want to announce to you that you're getting promoted or you're getting a raise?
I've got some news for you, or I've got some good news for you.
So they directly would say, I've got some good news for you. Okay. The next one, also about bosses. You are just about to clock off. So it's the end of the day. You're about to leave. You're packing your things and your boss pops out and asks if you'd like to go for a quick drink after work. Being British,
I think I would...Probably just go for a pint, go for a drink. It's not that uncommon to go for a drink with co-workers or go for a drink with your boss or even your manager.
I always want to ask, does it make a difference when you're a different gender? So if you were my boss, you're a man, I'm a woman, and then if you say, Lulu, would you...
Yeah, I would say that is
a bit dodgy.
That is a bit dodgy. But if it's a group of people, so if I say to you, oh, Lulu, we're all going for a pint or we're all going for a drink, that's fine.
Ah, I see. And if it's two guys, also fine.
Yeah.
Mm. What about James? Boss asks you to go for a quick drink after work?
You paying?
Are you serious?
Partially. So in America, if your boss is asking you to go out to drinks with them, culturally, they are paying for it.
Really?
Yes.Because they're your boss, they make more money than you.
And then, I mean, they initiated.
And they initiated. So, yeah, they are going, at least they're buying you a drink. But Americans are free to turn this down. They'd be like,
It's not their duty.
They're not duty bound or obligated to go. They might say, it's like, I have to get home or I have things to do this in the evening. So it is outside of work.
Mm. No hard feelings?
No hard feelings. Because if it's just, you know, does this want to go and have a chat with you or, you know, get to know you better, there isn't any hard feelings. If it's some kind of event, maybe.
Mm. Mm. Are you like culturally expected, though? I know there are no rules, but are you at least culturally expected to go out with your colleagues to socialize over a drink after work?
No.
I think we talked about this before.
Yeah, listen, because in the UK, it's quite common to go for a quick drink with your co-workers.
Mm. Moving on from casual drinks to actual project management. And now this is a bit of a major issue. So despite your repeated concerns about the direction a project is taking, even though you gave a lot of opinions saying that we cannot do this project this way repeatedly, But they didn't listen to you, and you are inevitably blamed when it all goes wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Being British, being American, what would you do, James?
Well, most likely, the American would quit.
Really?
They would, yeah, because they would feel unappreciated. They would, in the exit interview, because when you quit, you're allowed to have an exit interview.
Mm.
They would share their concerns with HR. And most Americans realize that even if they do complain and have documented everything, they know nothing will happen. Management will never admit their mistake. So,
But what if it's, say, it's not management, it's someone you are collaborating with on this project? If it's your colleague, someone roughly sort of like the same level?
Most Americans just tend to quit if they're in an unappreciated or get blamed for stuff. Isn't their fault.
Wow. Would British people quit?
Probably not. The thing is that in most British companies, you wouldn't be directly blamed for a mistake.
Okay.
For example, if you did play a leading role in this project and it didn't work, then I would kind of show kind of the evidence. And by having repeated concerns as well, there's going to be a paper trail. There's going to be records of you and of what you said.
So you basically will gather the evidence and stand your ground, defend your position.
But I would say in this type of situation, it's going to be less about blaming.
Mm-hmm.
Management structures in the UK, if you start blaming colleagues, then that's going to cause huge problems in the future.
I think that's less cultural. That's more like business effective management, really. Okay, next situation. Really, really bad, really embarrassing. You send an email making derogatory, so really bad, sort of insulting comments about a colleague, about how bad he or she is, but you accidentally send it to everyone in the company. What, being British, being American, you would, James?
Be fired. Instantly.
Really? Really?
You're saying derogatory comments about a colleague.
Even if it's derogatory about his performance, I'm not saying he's a bad person. I'm just saying, the work he delivered is rubbish.
Well, but the term derogatory comments isn't just meaning that they did poor work.
Oh, if I say actually, that he's a moron.
Yeah, you're actually insulting the person.
Mm.
You will be fired. No if, ands, or buts.
Person. What if you just send to one person?
If you just send it to one person, if that email got leaked, you would be fired. It's just not wise to do this.
And would you get fired in the UK?
Maybe not fired straight away, but it would definitely make the Friday night drink very awkward.
I don't think you would be invited.
Well, no, probably not. And in this type of situation, I wouldn't say that most people would or they should make those sort of comments. If you're going to make derogatory comments, do it face to face. No record.
Okay.
Except the age of the cell phone, they could always be recording you.
Exactly, exactly. There's nothing as off the record. Last question, really awkward. A frequently challenged coworker, basically someone who smells.
Okay.
Sitting close by makes your life a misery through their lack of personal hygiene. For example, they don't wash themselves for days and they start to smell. Would you remind them that they need to wash? What's going to happen? Let's hear from the British side first, Anna.
Find somewhere else to sit quick.
Non-confrontational, I see.
Yeah. We wouldn't be able to say very much.
Can you not even say that, hint at it? Like, I would probably say, wow, you really must like this T-shirt because you've been wearing it for 10 days straight.
That just causes a massive argument. To be perfectly honest, if it was me, I would just find somewhere else to sit and hope someone else would raise it.
Bet every other British person in your company is thinking exactly the same, then no one's going to ever mention to him.
Maybe it's a tactic so they can have a whole table all to themselves.
Yeah, in America, James?
Reported to HR, they will be fired.
Because they smell?
Poor personal hygiene. Most companies require you to have good personal hygiene. You need a shower, fresh clothes. You need to be presentable, and having poor hygiene, okay, lack of hygiene, is not presentable, and they will fire you for it.
It seems like you get fired quite easily in American companies.
You can get easily fired. So when I was back in America, I used to work for a doctor's office doing record keeping.
Mm.
And we actually had specific rules about hygiene, about our hair, about shaving, about cologne, about deodorant, everything. If you don't follow the rules, they will just fire you.
I see. Okay, so that wraps up today's Across the Pond talk about workplace. If you are interested in any of these work situations, if you have a different response other than what you have heard, share with us in the comment section. We can have a discussion. And thank you, Alan. Thank you, James, for coming to the show.
Thanks for having us.
I'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，加入我们的酒馆社群，邂逅更精彩、更广阔的世界。